We have some special guests in the studio right now. Alyssa Bessonen, the fourth grade teacher at Madison Marietta Nassau, is in the studio with, 18 fourth graders you brought with you?
17 today.
17 today. Well, thanks for coming down to the studio. It's kind of an exciting time for your fourth graders, isn't it, Alyssa?
It's an absolutely phenomenal time for them to be able to celebrate publishing a book.
Yeah, that's what it's a great story. So we've asked Alyssa to bring her fourth graders down here. We're going to get to know each one of them and tell us a little bit about the project that you were working on.
Well, the project that we were working on was just to actually expand our writing skills by writing biographies, and it turned into deciding to write a book that we could publish for our families and friends and ourselves. And it is a collaborative effort to showcase the technology skills that we've also been working on this year in fourth grade, and also to meet the standards of the English language arts.
Okay. And so you came up with a study to what did each student have to do then, Alyssa?
Okay, so each student chose a famous person that they wanted to write about that is an American, mm-hmm. and then they had to find sources, and I allowed them to use one of their sources to be sites that were educationally approved, and then they did the research and wrote their report. And they did have kind of a rubric to follow so that they knew exactly what was supposed to be included. But they also created timelines technologically, which is pretty neat to include in the book.
That's interesting. And you have the book in front of you. It's been published. Tell us a little bit about how you got that published and what's that all about?
Well, there's a company called Student Treasures Publishing. They're out of Missouri, and they, market to teachers.
Yep.
So I just sent for information a couple years ago, and this is the third book, I think, that we've published as I've been a teacher here. This is the first time with fourth grade, as I'm new to teaching fourth grade this year.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Second graders have done it in the past, and it's been a successful project, and it really is enjoyable for the parents and the students to do with the class.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting for the kids to have a physical book that your name's in.
And yes, and they're proud because they're hardcovers, so it's very nicely bound. They do a nice job. They're about $20 when you purchase them ahead of time. So that's a fairly reasonable price for something that you get to keep forever. So.
Yeah, that's interesting. Good. Is that open to the public? Anybody can get them?
Sure. Yep. At the back of the books that we publish, you can order them additional copies. So, yeah.
So if you want more information on that, you can contact Alyssa Bessonen there at the school.
Sure.
All right. So should we get to know some of the kids?
Yeah, that'll be great.
All right. And then we'll finish with you. So
sounds good.
There's 17 of them here in the studio, and they're very quiet right now, Alyssa.
I've trained them well, maybe.
You do. All right, our first student here, once again, this is fourth graders, Alyssa Bessonen's class at Madison Marietta Nassau. And tell us your name.
My name is Matthew Arndt.
Hi, Matthew. Tell us about your famous person and why you picked them.
His name is Calvin Johnson.
Ooh, who's Calvin Johnson?
He's an athlete. He used to play for the Detroit Lions.
Okay, and what did you do? You picked up research on him?
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he used to play for Detroit, and now we work for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah, okay. And so what's something that you are interested in? What do you like to do, Matthew?
I do like sports.
I can tell if you picked Calvin Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Exciting to have your book published?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Matthew.
Yep.
Hi, what's your name?
Daytona Bissett.
Daytona Bissett. Hi, Daytona. Well, tell us a little bit about your famous person.
She's Betsy Ross, and I picked her because she made the flag for us.
Yeah, you found out some interesting things about Betsy Ross, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And Daytona, anything else about Betsy?
No.
Okay. And what's something you like to do?
I like to play house with my baby dolls at home.
Well, that's fun. Thanks, Daytona. All right, and up next, go ahead. What's your name?
Zoe Doctor.
Okay, Zoe. And tell us about your famous person.
Her name is Harriet Tubman.
Okay, and what did you learn about Harriet Tubman?
She helped free the poor.
Okay. Did you enjoy studying about her?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you like to do, Zoe?
I like playing with my dolls.
Okay. There are two people. Okay, good. Thank you. And your name?
My name is Landon Weber.
Hi, Landon. So what famous American did you pick and why?
I picked Babe Ruth because he was one of the best baseball players.
Yes, he was. And he hit a lot of home runs, Babe Ruth, didn't he?
Yes, he
did. Did you like to have your story printed in a book?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you like to, what's something you like to do?
I like to play baseball.
Okay. A sports freak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good job. Thank you. Okay. And what's your name?
Caden Loy.
Hi, Caden. Well, who did you pick for a famous American?
Adrian Peterson.
Who?
Adrian Peterson.
I think I've heard of him before. Why did you pick Adrian Peterson to study?
Because I like football.
Okay, good. And what do you like to do?
Something
that you like to do.
Go ice skating.
Oh, you can do that now, can't you, huh? It's pretty cold out, sure. All right, thanks a lot. And your name?
Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. And did you like getting your story published in a book?
Yes.
Okay, and who did you choose?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Another sports guy, huh? Yeah, you got the Viking cap on, I see, Tyler. All right, and what did you learn about Shaquille O'Neal?
That he only had one three-pointer out of his whole entire career.
Wow, that's interesting. Didn't know that. He's not very good at shooting free throws either, is he?
Nope.
All right, and what do you like to do?
Play basketball.
Okay, just like Shaquille, right?
Yep.
Now you want to play in the NBA someday?
Yeah.
All right. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Wraith Parsa.
Pardon?
Wraith Parsa.
Wraith, okay. And who did you choose?
Kevin Durant.
Get another basketball player. Boy, all these guys are picking sports guys, huh?
Yeah.
What did you learn about Kevin Durant?
He's
a good basketball player?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's something that you enjoy doing?
Drawing.
Drawing. Are you a good artist?
Yeah.
All right. Good. I'd like to see some of your art sometime. Hi there.
Hi.
And you are?
Gertie Sieg.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the famous person that you picked.
I did Sacagawea.
Who?
Sacagawea.
Okay, I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever heard of her before. Tell us a little bit about her.
She helped lead Lewis and Clark.
Oh, okay. Was that a Native American girl, a lady that was with them?
Yeah.
Okay. What was her name again?
Sacagawea.
Oh, she was very important in the Lewis and Clark expedition, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing her name up, and you learned a lot from her, huh?
Yeah.
About her? She was a special person, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you like to do?
I like jumping on the trampoline in the summer.
Wow, you have a trampoline at home?
Yeah.
Okay. Fun time, huh? Okay, good. And I know who this is. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Madeline Bacon.
Hi, Maddie. And I can't wait to find out who you choose. Who did you choose for a famous American?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King, that's a good one. And what did you learn about him?
That he fought for his freedom and he did it in peace.
In peace. That's very important nowadays, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
Good. And Maddie, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to spend time with my family.
Okay, good. Thanks for coming in. And your name?
Sadie Hacker.
Hi, Sadie. Are you Molly's sister?
Yes.
Molly Hacker works on the weekends here. She sits right in this chair, Sadie. All right. And who did you choose?
Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, Alexander Hamilton. Tell us a little bit about Alexander Hamilton. What did you learn?
He did lots of things. He fought in the Revolutionary War, and he worked for our government. And
he was very important in the early goings on in the American Revolution, wasn't he?
Yeah.
All right. And Sadie, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to fish.
You like to fish? Have you caught a big fish lately?
Not this winter.
Oh, you don't go ice fishing during the summer, you mean? Do you go ice fishing?
Yeah.
You like ice fishing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you caught any fish yet?
I haven't been ice fishing this year, though.
You like fishing in the summer, then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Thanks for coming in. Say hi to Molly. Hi there.
Hi.
And your name?
Kayla Jan.
Kayla. Hi. How are you?
Good.
And who did you choose for a famous American for the book that was published?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. former president, right?
Yeah.
And why did you choose him?
Because he was our president.
Mm-hmm. And what did you learn about him? That he was a senator first?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a good president, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you like to do for fun?
I like to go ice skating.
Okay. Do you ice skate here in Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for coming in. And who do we have here?
Hannah Oy.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
And tell us a little bit about the famous person that you picked.
Mine was Amelia Earhart, and when she crashed the plane, they couldn't find her.
Yeah, and still a mystery today, isn't it, on Amelia Earhart? And would you like to fly a plane someday?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's important in the... She's one of the first famous women pilots, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And what do you like to do, Hannah, in your spare time?
I like to ride a horse if I can.
Okay. Okay, good. Thanks for coming in. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
All right, got a couple big guys coming in here. Who are you?
Ramsey.
Hi, Ramsey. Ramsey who?
Gibbon.
Ramsey Gibbon. Okay, Ramsey, what do you like to do? Or tell us a little bit about who you picked.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein. What did you learn about Albert Einstein?
He created the light bulb.
Okay. Yeah, he's a pretty smart guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a lot of other things too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you like to do, Ramsey, for fun?
Play baseball.
All right. Are you good at it?
Yeah.
Pretty much good. Mm-hmm. What position do you like to play? You like to pitch?
Yeah.
All right. I do too. All right. Thanks a lot for coming in. All right, guys, step up to the mic there. And who are you?
Camden Baird.
Camden?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Camden, tell us one of the famous Americans you picked for the book.
Barry Sanders.
Ooh, Barry Sanders. What did you learn about Barry Sanders?
That he was one of the best running backs in his time.
Yes, he was. And who did he play for?
Lions.
The Detroit Lions, that's right. You did your research there. Good. And what's some things you like to do?
I like to play football just like him.
Okay. Are you fast like him?
Not quite.
All right. Good. Hi. And what's your name?
Drew Borsted.
Hi, Drew. And so America, famous American that you had to research.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Who's that?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Okay. And why did you pick him?
Or
what did you learn about him?
I learned that he invented the telephone.
Exactly, the telephone. That's right. That'd be cool to be the first one to talk on a telephone, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Now everybody has cell phones now, right?
Yeah.
What's something that you like to do?
I like to play football.
Okay. And you like to play for what teams when you grow up?
Hopefully the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay, good. You want to play for the Lochaber Valley Eagles first?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, thanks for coming in.
Yep.
Hi. What's your name?
Kylie Asfeld.
Hi, Kylie. And a famous American that you did research on?
Helen Keller.
Ooh, that's a good one. Helen Keller. What can you tell us about Helen Keller?
She was blind and deaf, but she could still speak.
Yep, and she was one of the famous Americans, right? And boy, she did a lot for people, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be fun to be blind, would it?
No.
No, but she did a lot of stuff. Good. And what do you like to do for fun?
I like to ice skate.
Boy, a lot of people like to ice skate. Huh? Do you go ice skating with your friends?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thanks for coming in. Hi.
Hi.
Your name?
Eric Nygaard.
Hi, Eric. What's up today?
Not much.
Did you have a cold walk to the radio station?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about your famous American.
I choose John Deere and...
John Deere?
Yeah.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's a tractor brand.
Okay. And what did you learn about John Deere?
That he was rich.
And he's rich. That's right. That's good. And so tell us a little bit about something you like to do.
I like to play on my computer.
Okay. I do too. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you play games?
Yeah.
Okay. So do I. All right. Thanks.
Yep.
All right. Alyssa Bessonen, the teacher for Madison Marietta NASA fourth grade class, is back in the studio. And well, that was interesting.
They really enjoyed this. This is a great experience for them.
They're on radio, right? Yeah, great research was done. You could tell they were pretty excited about it.
Yeah, they really took a lot of ownership in this. So I think it's always fun to have projects at school that really make them excited about coming to school and learning. And it's certainly something that they'll enjoy for years to come.
That's right. Good. Well, you're always welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
And enjoy the nice cold walk back to the school.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
You bet, Alyssa.
All right.
That's Alyssa Bessonen and the Madison Marietta NASA fourth grade class talking about their book that was published about famous Americans.